bones just like any animal. We have elk here in Colorado that have beautifully healthy bones. And
this is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I don't know where that's coming from. Okay, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. There are ghosts in the computer again. Okay, but it's Casual Friday. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. So we've got lots of good stories to talk about today. And also a call that I recorded when I called Bayer, and we'll talk more about that a little bit later in the show. What's new, Elisa?
Not much. What's new with you?
I went to the doctors this morning, actually the hospital, to be pre-authorized for my surgery on Wednesday. That's always fun. Had blood work and an EKG, and I found out that they're going to give me an antibiotic the day of the surgery. I asked about MRSA. You know, my biggest fear about going into the hospital today is coming home with an infection. I think anybody who goes to the hospital today has to be aware that you could go in for something fairly innocuous like a tricep repair and come back with MRSA, C. diff, staph infection, or something like that. The good news is Baptist East Hospital has one of the lowest occurrences of these types of infections, and I'm going to be in the outpatient surgery center instead of the main hospital.
That's what I was just getting ready to ask. Are you going to be in the hospital or outpatient?
Yeah, outpatient surgery, where there's lots less quote-unquote sick people because they can go home after that. But they're still going to infuse me with an antibiotic. I don't know how I feel about that.
Are they going to give you general anesthesia?
I'm meeting with the anesthesiologist Monday to discuss my options. I do not want full-on anesthesia. I really want like a block of the left arm and maybe like a benzodiazepine or something that kind of makes me sleepy but doesn't knock me out completely. So that's what I'm going to talk to them about Monday.
So if they're going to give you an antibiotic, then you just need to make sure you drink some or take some probiotics.
Yeah, maybe some kefir and load up with that sort of stuff ahead of time.
Well, Thrive, too, also has probiotics in
it. Of course, yeah, that's a good idea to use my Thrive. But anyway, it's just frustrating. I hate this, going to the hospital for surgery. I really do.
So I want to talk about aging just a little bit.
Yeah, how appropriate.
Yeah, exactly. There was a new study that just came out that talks about aging. And when it says when it comes to maintaining health in one's older years, age means little, and obesity may not be so bad after all.
Really?
Factors such as loneliness, depression, and having a broken bone recently are more likely to predict a person's risk of dying in the next 5 years. This was coming out of the University of Chicago.
I wonder how they get some of these studies. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
The National Academies of Science found that 22% of older Americans fit the category of good health despite higher obesity and blood pressure.
But what is good health today? Despite higher levels of obesity and higher blood pressure. So let me get this straight. One of the hallmarks that doctors use to assess your health is blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
But in this same statement, they're saying that people were relatively healthy, even though in the face of having high blood pressure.
Yes.
So I thought high blood. So which is it? Is high blood pressure indicative of health? Is it a marker of health, or is it not indicative of health?
Okay. So further down into this, it says the most unhealthy are those with uncontrolled diabetes and high blood pressure. and who often face challenges getting around and performing daily tasks.
You think? I mean, see, this is my frustration with these types of studies. And it's the same frustration I have with the epidemiological drivers of hormone levels. Okay? When you take an ultra-sick population, the just so-so sick people become the healthy ones. Right? Because we're gauging health against this dynamic that's changing based on the health of the population. So if everybody in the population died at 30 and you live to 35, oh my God, you've got longevity in your genes. You follow me?
Yes.
So this is nonsense because it sounds to me like they're using the current sick aging phenotype as the model, and they're going, oh, so people who are obese and have diabetes and have high blood pressure, they're not as healthy as the people who are just obese and have high blood pressure.
Well, it sounds to me like they're trying to make a case for being obese.
Oh, they have to.
More than one-third of Americans, nearly 79 million people, are considered obese, and that's from the CDC. However, a number of recent studies have suggested that obesity may not be as bad as once thought.
That's a lie.
And may even offer protective benefits against certain diseases. It's a phenomenon known as the obesity paradox.
But here's the obesity paradox. We've talked about this research. So they look at older people who get sick. I'm talking about people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. When they have more fat on them, they tend to fare better against illness. And that's true. But what about if they had more muscle? I mean, would they also fare better? And that's been shown to be true.
Well, they don't study that.
But that's been shown to be true. More muscular people in old age tend to bounce back from disease and infirmities better. So, this is my problem with science today. There's an agenda afoot, and that is to tell people that they're healthy when they're not. You can't be healthy and be obese. I'm sorry. It's like saying, I don't even have an analogy for it. You can't, if you are obese, there are metabolic changes occurring in your body that are pushing you to various illnesses. Now, just because the moment that they snapshot your biomarkers and go, oh, see, you're fat and you're healthy. Well, let's see that person again in 10 years. Oh, well, wait a minute. Now they're fat and they're not healthy now all of a sudden.
Yeah, we have discussed that.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that research.
Essentially, they're just saying factors such as psychological well-being, sensory function, and mobility should all be essential factors of overall health.
But those should be givens, okay? Like, mobility is only challenged because people's bodies start to break down. Well, why do their bodies break down? We need to look at those, a lack of activity, lack of muscular strength and endurance, diseases associated with things like diabetes, neuropathies, nerve damage, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease. These things are phenomenons that are happening in greater degrees in this population today because so many people are going down that sick aging phenotype road.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, everybody should be happy with their lives, but we don't because we're so busy with, looking at social media and so-and-so has a car like that and I don't have it. Those things are trivial. But I mean, it's like a lot of these things that they're pointing out, we shouldn't even be dealing with today. That's my opinion. I know a lot of people out there are going to say that I'm wrong. And we have people who've sent emails in about something else that I talked about that we'll talk about later in the show that they said I'm wrong as well. And that was the biggest loser.
Yes. So we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
While we're on the subject of longevity, there is a man, Chinese man. His name is Li Cheng Yan.
Mm-hmm.
And he died May 6, 1933. He was a Chinese herbalist, a martial artist, and a tactical advisor. And he's known for his extreme longevity.
And I'm looking at a picture of him, folks, and he was not obese. Just want to put that out there. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
He claimed to have been born in 1736 while disputed records suggest 1677. Now, keep in mind, he died May 6, 1933.
Okay, so let's go from the based on his claimed date of birth of in 1636.
1736.
I'm sorry, 1736. That would make him
197 years old. If he was born in 1677, that would have made him 256.
So either
years
way,
old.
This guy lives to like 200 years old. Like so,
exactly.
Let's argue about it. No, he was only 197 years old, right?
Far exceed the longest confirmed lifespan of 122 years old and 164 days of a French woman, and her name was Jeanne Calmette.
Yeah, we've talked about her on the show.
Yes, we have. So evidently, he spent most of his life in the mountains. He was an herbalist. He sold, at the age of 10, he sold goji berries, wild ginseng, godu cola, and all different Chinese herbs. And he lived off of a diet of these herbs and rice wine.
Mm-hmm. And that's it, just herbs. Okay, so let's talk about something. I've been saying to you, and really I cannot take credit for this concept. Ron Penna at Quest and I have had this discussion, but I've been saying to you there's no more powerful effector than starvation, okay? So if all he lived on was these berries and rice wine, then basically he was depriving himself of a lot of calories. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, just stick with that. Go ahead.
At the age of 72 years old, which was in 1749. Are you, you're adjusting my microphone?
No, it's okay. I got you.
He joined the army at the age of 72. Mm-hmm. Sounds kind of loud.
Try it now. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm looking at the waveform. It looks good. It looks really good.
Okay.
Good.
He joined the army.
Okay.
At the age of 72.
Okay. And at 72, he joined the army.
And he became a teacher of martial arts and a tactical advisor. Now, that's recorded history. No, he was 72 years old. How many 72-year-olds do you know today that can join the army and become a martial arts teacher?
Well, according to the article we talked about right before this, that most of them are just struggling to be mobile. So,
during a martial arts skirmish taking place in 1854, he became the oldest man in history to tear the face off of his opponent with his bare hands.
Wow. He was really mean.
Or strong.
Yeah.
Or both. So anyway, I just found it really intriguing about this man's life. I Snoped it, and according to Snopes, it's unproven. The documentation of his age is unproven. I mean, he did live, and he is not a myth. Myth. He is real.
It's a real just, person. But back then in the 1600s, 1700s, the way of recording births was very, very difficult.
But know? What's shocking is he died in 1933.
Right.
In the 1900s, and he was either born in the 1600s or the 1700s.
Yeah, so no matter how you split it, this guy lived to pretty close to 200 years.
Yes.
That's awesome. So do you think he ate raw eggs?
I'm not sure what he ate, but there is a woman who eats raw eggs.
Yeah, she said that's the secret to her longevity.
The secret to her longevity is 2 raw eggs a day. Now, she is the newly crowned oldest person in the world.
But there's lots of old people who don't eat raw eggs, but this seems to be what she attributes her healthy aging to.
She was born in northern Italy, November 29th, 1999, and she's now
1999? 1899.
I'm sorry, 1899. Yeah. And she's now the world's oldest person at the age of 116.
You know, I don't doubt that she eats 2 raw eggs a day, but I got to believe that, you know, my frustration with all the longevity research out there from the Okinawa diet and so on, it focuses exclusively on nutritional interventions and their effect on longevity. And while I don't doubt that what you eat will play a role in how long you live, there's more to this story than that. You know, these people tend to have lives with very little stress.
No, for the woman in Italy, that's not true.
Okay, good, good.
Her doctor said that she had high stress levels. He became her doctor at the age of 90. Her husband beat her. And she left him when, you know, you're not supposed to leave your husband. And she left him and she worked in a factory to provide for herself.
Interesting.
So she had very high levels of stress.
Well, there shoots that theory out of the ballpark. How about sleep? We don't know anything about her sleep.
It doesn't say anything about
that. That's amazing. I mean, so she lived a very, very rough life, and mm-hmm. and yet she lived so long.
But according to the Chinese man, he said the answers to the long life are tranquil mind, sit like a tortoise, walk sprightly like a pigeon, and sleep like a dog.
Oh, I like that.
So those were his supposed secrets of long life.
And so it sounds to me like he lived a life that was not riddled with stress.
Well, he lived in the mountains. And yeah. So.
Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting. Wow. I would have lost the bet on that woman. Her husband beat her.
Yes.
That's terrible. That's terrible. All right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We've got lots of good stories to talk about and listener feedback. You're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States. And are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So, you know, we have a special coupon code for Thrive now.
What is it?
SHR for the people who listen to the commercial breaks.
Oh, and what is that?
50% off. Yeah, 50% off.
Got some this week.
I'm going to be using a lot of Thrive pre and post surgery.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I already talked to Dr. Seeds about it. He said it should help a lot.
Good.
So we're going to do that. So check it out. And by the way, we publish our post-production lab analysis on the website, thriveprotein.com. So you don't have to worry about getting caught in a protein scandal when you buy this protein powder.
Like the scandal that just came out.
They're always coming out. I couldn't get yesterday's show posted because I had to literally leave here to go to the orthopedic surgeon. So I left everything like open. So I got it posted this morning. So I had to write, you know, the show subject and all that sort of stuff. And I said, next to Dole salad recalls, you know, the next thing we always hear every few months is about a protein labeling scandal.
Protein Synthesis 6 was on there. That's a really popular
one.
Yeah,
so was Cellucor. I mean, there's a lot of big names on there. Oh, both two Optimum Nutrition products.
There was another one on there. Muscle Milk was on there.
And keep in mind that Optimum Nutrition is owned by Glanbia. And Glanbia and Fonterra are the two huge dairy protein raw material suppliers to the world. To the world. And so, if they own Optimum Nutrition, okay, then doesn't that make you think, like, wait a second, maybe the problem isn't at the contract manufacturing level. Maybe the problem is at the raw material supplier level, because they're using their own protein powders to make their own protein powder blends and mixes and stuff. So they know what they're buying from themselves, technically. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean,
so do they supply most people?
I would submit that probably 65 to 70% of all the dairy protein powders bought in the United States either start from Glanbia or Fonterra.
I'm glad ours doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But I mean, you know, it's scary now. So it's really a problem. And I don't think that it's the manufacturers. I think it's coming from upstream. I think it's coming from the actual suppliers. And Anthony Roberts and I did a whole show about this yesterday, and some really interesting insights into why and where the problems could be coming from.
Well, I remember when we had the Whey USA, and theirs came back and had like twice the sugar in it.
Oh,
than it
yeah,
supposedly
way
had.
More sugar. Yeah, and we didn't do that. That was Mike. What's his name? The guy who's he has the healthy news.
Mike from Natural News.
Natural
Mike,
News. He was a huge
Mike Adams.
Mike Adams. He was a huge seller of Whey Natural USA, and he had it lab tested, and he's the one who blew the lid off all that.
Well, at that point, I was training really hard, and I was using it.
A lot of it.
A lot of it, and I wasn't losing weight, and I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
Go figure. It had all the sugar in it.
Now, in Way Natural USA's defense, they left the supplier that they were getting their product from and have since reformulated and obviously have corrected the problem. But it's like it's only when people find out that someone takes the time to run lab analysis on a protein powder do they even find out that they're using something that they think it is what it's not. And that's why we felt it was so strong to put our post-production lab analysis up on the website. Okay, sorry about that. I didn't mean to digress.
So while we were on the subject of longevity,
yes.
I just wanted to mention this. Nick Guggs actually sent me this article. Busy people have improved cognitive function in old age.
So that means don't retire. Stay busy.
Well, that, and I'm going to have really good cognitive function as I age because I feel like I'm constantly busy.
Yeah, so am I.
But on the flip side of that, you need to like take time and be in the sun and relax and meditate. And so, I mean, you have to have a well balanced life.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work to be balanced today. It doesn't come naturally.
In the study, it said, we show that people who report greater levels of daily busyness tend to have better cognition, especially with regard to memory for recently learned information.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. Makes perfect sense. So stay busy. Don't retire. There you go.
So last week we talked about strawberries, and I just wanted to talk about our little strawberry project that we kind
this
of
is
impromptu
so funny.
Did.
I actually took pictures. I should put them up on Facebook. This is so funny. So go ahead, tell the story.
So last week our farmer's market opened, and Carl and I went. We went crazy at the farmer's market. We bought everything, but some of our what we bought were strawberries, and they were organic strawberries, and we bought several quarts of them, and they were beautiful, and they tasted so good, and they were so juicy and so red on the inside. So I bought some of the organic strawberries at the grocery store as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got them at Whole Foods. And so one of the differences I noticed right away is the ones from the farmer's market, if you don't eat them within a few days, they're going to go bad.
They get soft.
They'll get too soft and start to...
But they don't taste bad, ironically, because I've eaten them soft and mushy, and they taste really good.
Right, but the fact was that they needed to be either eaten quickly or frozen.
Right.
And the ones from Whole Foods, they were in the refrigerator for quite a while, and they didn't get soft, and they didn't go bad.
Okay, so when we were buying our strawberries from the farmer's market, I said to the farmer who grows the strawberries, Farmer Strawberry, I said, did you know that they're now genetically modifying strawberries? And he looked at me, he goes, no. I said, well, they didn't have to say anything about it because the way it works with the Food and Drug Administration is you only have to ask for permission to genetically modify a food when you're adding DNA from something else to it. But if you're silencing a gene in an existing crop, if you're just silencing that gene, you don't have to tell anybody about it. I said, in fact, they just did it with button mushrooms recently, and this is how I learned about strawberries. He said, "What did they silence in the gene of the strawberry?" I said, "Well, I can't tell you specifically, but what I can tell you is the strawberries now have a lot more of this fibrous flesh and less sugar and sweetness." And he said, "Well, you won't find that with mine. You know, these are the same strawberries I've been growing on my property for decades." Blah blah. So then we went. And when we got the two strawberries that you're talking about, we were actually going to make strawberry berries with fresh cream. And I'm cutting the berries up. So first I cut the fresh berries up from the farmer's market. They're blood red on the inside. And there's a little bit of whiteness in there. You know, you can see like little traces of the white, the fiber in it. And then I cut the ones up from
Whole Foods.
They were all white inside. They were like, they looked like cotton.
And they didn't have the strong strawberry taste that the ones from the farmer's market had.
Not at all.
The problem with getting at the farmer's market, there's such a short window. Hopefully they'll have them again tomorrow because I want to freeze them if they do.
But see, what you just said is exactly why these big agricultural suppliers and food manufacturers.
So you can get them all year long.
Yeah. So, well, you want your strawberries all year long, don't you?
And then they have to ship them from out of the country, and so they have to last longer. And exactly.
Yeah, same thing with the button mushrooms. Okay.
So speaking of mushrooms, we bought a mushroom at the farmer's market. It was beautiful.
One mushroom. It was 3/4 of a pound heavy. That's how heavy it was. One mushroom. The top of the mushroom was 8 inches around. It was delicious. And it was called a sun top mushroom or something like that. It was all orange on the top. Beautiful, round, thick. We sliced it up, diced it up, and then we added some portobello mushrooms to it, sauteed it, and did we cooked that on the stove, right?
Yes, yeah. I added some garlic and some red wine vinegar and olive oil. It was awesome.
It was amazing. I wanted one of those again. It was fantastic.
So we were watching this series on public television. It's called Victory Garden, which, if you remember, Victory Garden was during World War II. They had gardens that they called Victory Garden. But anyway, the series, is that and that's correct?
Yeah, I think that's why they, people had to have Victory Gardens because they had to help feed themselves. There was a food rations. At the
exactly.
Time.
So in the series, there was a woman who was foraging in New York City, and she found mushrooms in Central Park on the side of the tree, and she was eating them. And I don't know that I'd want to do that in Central Park.
I mean, I get the whole idea that, hey, you can forage in the city and find food, but let's talk about the fact that dogs are peeing on that mushroom because it was exactly that height. The first thing I said to you was, I bet your dogs are peeing on that mushroom. Look at the height of it.
She just cut it off and started eating it. I mean, she didn't even wash it.
And no consideration for the amount of particulate matter and pollution that's occurring on that. Like, it's kind of like, who was it? JetBlue was growing their own potatoes out at the airport. And I'm like, who wants to eat those potatoes with all the fumes from the jets falling down on them?
The particulate matter, exactly.
Yeah. So anyway.
Okay.
We can either take a break now and get straightened out with our clock, or
That's fine. We can do that. When we come back, I want to talk about some superheroes.
Oh, I like that. Let's talk about superheroes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michael's health.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Da 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 da. Welcome back.
So my super fan sent this to me.
And who is your superfan again?
My superfan is Christina Agatep de Leon.
All right. And she's from the Philippines. No, she's in the United States.
Well,
now,
she's
right?
from the Philippines. Yeah, we talked about her last week. Yeah. But anyway, so she sent this to me and said that she'd like to hear your take on Olivia Munn's diet. Evidently, she's in the new superhero, in the new X-Men film. And they're calling it her superhero diet. Basically, she says that she ate 80% fruit and vegetables while filming the movie, and she shed 12 pounds. So basically, for 80% of the time, she ate fruits and veggies, and the other 20%, she ate anything she wanted.
Yeah, and anything she wants means she probably ate junk.
And so there's a photo of her here. She's 36 years old. She does look good at 36.
Yeah, but you know how easy it is to lose weight at 36 years old? I mean, I don't want to sound like, oh,
she's
the 20, old guy.
20 years younger than me.
I mean, you know what? When I was in my 30s, I could eat junk and lose weight. So let's be honest. The hormonal challenges don't happen until you get into your late 40s and beyond. So I'm not impressed with that. But I'll tell you the other problem I have with her diet.
So she lost 12 pounds during filming. She spent hours doing martial arts and sword training for the movie.
Yeah. So the notion that she ate nothing but, or 80% of the time she ate fruits and vegetables in that order. So she's eating more fruits than vegetables. She's on a low protein diet. So what do you think you lose the most?
Muscle.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to diss the girl. But let's see what happens after the movie's over and she goes back to eating normal. She's going to end up putting on more weight because she lost a lot of muscle in this process. I don't know how long it's going to take for the dietary orthodoxy, the medical orthodoxy, and all the people out there who pontificate about weight loss to finally get the message that weight loss in and of itself is not meaningful unless you know how much of it's fat and how much of it's muscle. And muscle should always be preserved and, if possible, increased in the face of losing body fat.
Well, so here, the person who trained Olivia said that the actress only ate fruit before training in the mornings and cut down on bread.
Okay, wait.
Wait
stop.
A minute. Just let me finish. Cut down on bread, white rice, and meat intake.
Cut down on bread, white rice, and meat intake.
Yes.
Now, let me show you how, I'm sorry, I know I'm going to piss a lot of people off, but let me show you how stupid this personal trainer is. Everybody out there, I hope that Alex Leaf is listening live today.
Oh, Alex is coming on the show to talk about calories.
Today?
No, next week.
Okay, excellent. So, everybody who's paid any attention to anything knows that fruit is the worst thing you could eat pre-workout because it is not readily converted to glucose. It must be converted first to a long-chain triglyceride and go through the liver before it can be converted and then converted again to become glucose. So what is it that you want right before a workout? You want fuel, right?
Right.
Why would you eat something that's three steps away from fuel when you can eat something that is fuel? You can find some sort of simple carbohydrate, some starch that converts directly to sugar, to glucose, to fuel your workout. So that tells me right there that this person knows zero about the role of carbohydrates during training. And of course, that's why they train Hollywood stars.
Right.
And not Olympic athletes.
She tried to eat as many fruits and vegetables as possible. She just wanted to put everything on her side. She was already disciplined for that.
It doesn't take discipline to eat a lot of fruit. I'm sorry. Fruit's sweet. You know, and so, again, I say, let's watch after the X-Men. Let's watch how she bounces back. Like, there's a picture of her. She doesn't have a lot of muscle. Even, you see the picture of her with her arms out and her hair out? And I'm sure that was Photoshopped to make it look like she has more muscle in her shoulders. But I mean, she technically is still skinny fat. I'm sorry.
And then in contrast to that, Scarlett Johansson was also in the movie. She's in Captain America. Is that the same movie as Olivia?
No, yeah, she's in Captain
X-Men.
America. X-Men. That's yeah. different. Yeah.
Okay. So her training to get ready for Captain America, she said in one of her interviews that she works out like a dude.
Yeah, of course. and that's train like a man, look like a goddess.
That's Cassandra Forsythe.
Forsythe's slogan, right, exactly.
Train like a man,
look like a goddess.
She said she woke up at 5 a.m. to work out, and she ate a lot of lean protein and vegetables.
Bingo. Now, there's a girl who's putting on muscle. Now, you look at her. When you look at her in those movies, she's
muscular.
She looks great. She doesn't look, you wouldn't look at her and say, oh, she's carrying a lot of body fat. You know, that's just fat that's staying in the right place. That's all it is.
And some of the things that she did were squats, lunges, chin-ups, push-ups, planks, Olympic-style lifts. She used dumbbells, kettlebells, suspension trainers.
Yeah, she's training hard. She's training like the other people in this audience. I think it's fantastic. Yeah, I you know what? I think that when we embrace this silly approach to losing weight, we just further put people at harm. You know, they eat a lot of fruit and vegetables and don't worry about what you're losing. Just make sure you're losing weight.
So speaking of fruits and vegetables, there is a new
category,
whatever you want to call it, that might be on your grocery shelves soon. It's called Certified Transitional.
Yeah, and this makes sense. So
Certified Transitional will be a farmer who wants to go organic but has to wait the 3-year waiting period while the soil...
Not spraying. You can't spray for 3 years.
While right. the soil is turning over. And so they will not be spraying, but they can't call themselves organic.
And they
have to sell as conventional, and they lose a lot of money.
Right.
So they will be able to label certified transitional and allow them to maybe not make the amount of money that an organic farmer will make, but they'll make more than a conventional person.
And we do this now. So anybody who goes to a farmer's market, you know, you'll say to somebody, is this organic? And they'll say, well, we don't spray, but we're not allowed to call ourselves organic because we don't go after the organic certification. We don't want to pay for it, blah, blah, blah. So if they say, well, we don't spray, and then a lot of times at least I'll say, well, how long has it been that you haven't been spraying? And the person will say 5 years, 6 years, and you're like, oh, okay.
They just don't have the money to get the organic certified.
Yeah, yeah. There's something blocking
labeling.
Them from, yeah. But so this is already happening on a one-on-one basis in farmers markets, but how are they going to convey this message on the shelf? That's the question.
I think that they're trying to get that as a label, the certified transitional, as a label like you see certified organic.
Yeah.
You'll see certified transitional.
And what that'll mean is that while it's not certified organic, they're not spraying.
And I think, you know, I don't love Kashi products, but they're the ones behind this trying to get, because they're trying to go organic. And
well, they're doing it for the farmers.
They can't find enough organic farmers, so they're trying to get the conventional farmers to turn organic, and in the meantime, help them get a little more bang for their buck. I think it's good.
I think it's smart. Mm-hmm. I think it's really smart.
So kudos to Kashi, even though I don't eat their products.
Because what will happen is these farmers will now say, okay, we don't have to starve and die on the vine for 3 years while we try to create an organic environment to grow produce in. We can still make money as we go.
Exactly.
I think it's great.
I do too.
I like it. I'll buy it. We have to take a break, and when we come back, we've got so many good stories. I don't even know what should we talk about next. And then we have the phone call I have to play. Mm. We'll play the phone call at the top of the hour. How's that sound?
That sounds like a plan.
All right, stay tuned.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
You know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States. And are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. I had to blow my nose right before the show started.
Thanks for sharing.
Well, I want them to know why it took so long to come back from the break.
Okay. So I guess McDonald's is trying to increase the value of their food.
Or increase the appeal.
The appeal.
Yeah.
And the value, I would say. They're trying to get healthier.
Yes. Yeah.
So I saw a video and it said no preservatives, no artificial colors, and one other thing. But the only thing I could find.
And they showed a picture of the hamburger and the bun.
Right.
Right, but go ahead.
The only thing I could find is that McDonald's is testing chicken McNuggets with no artificial preservatives
to revive
its U.S. businesses.
Right.
I guess their stock has gone down. But essentially, they're going to take out the sodium phosphates of the grilled chicken recipe.
So they're making some changes. They're making some changes. There's no doubt about it. Didn't they close like hundreds of stores?
They did last year.
I mean, they're really struggling right now, huh?
Right. So, but I mean, if they're only taking out sodium phosphates, then there's a whole long list of artificial ingredients that are in chicken McNuggets. And we talked about before that pink slime that they were using.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a terrible quality of food.
Yeah.
It really is. But they're trying. They're searching for redemption. They're trying to get people to look at them and go, oh, McDonald's is healthy now. I can eat that.
Actually, last week, McDonald's sales rose 5.4%.
Think it's because of that?
No. I don't think so.
No. I still won't eat McDonald's. I'm sorry. I mean, it's just poor quality food.
The results were boosted at least in part by higher pricing and the shuttering of underperforming stores.
Yeah, so they closed underperforming stores.
Right.
And they raised the prices of certain products, so they immediately saw a rise in profits. They were spending less and charging more for the same foods. They didn't necessarily sell more of those foods.
Right.
They just charged more for them.
So Nick Gugg sent me an article I just wanted to mention because it's a nice article. Jedi the dog senses low blood glucose and saves his master, 7-year-old Luke.
And this is, so they train dogs now to be able to smell a variety of human diseases, including hypoglycemia. If somebody is diabetic and they become hypoglycemic, the dogs can sense that, and they can save a diabetic from going into diabetic coma's life. They can also sniff out Parkinson's disease now. Did you know that?
That's amazing.
They have dogs that'll sniff your underarm. They can tell if you're going to or you're developing Parkinson's disease by the smell of your body. So pretty cool stuff.
That is cool.
We have a friend who trains these dogs to be service dogs, Michelle and Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And they take a dog in for about 2 years and train it, and then the dog goes to a person who needs it.
They're beautiful dogs.
Yeah, all Labrador Retrievers, all of them.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
So is there something special about the Labrador?
No, I think Labs are just a very common, loved, easygoing breed. I think that's why. I mean, I'm sure you could teach a Rottweiler to do it, but people are afraid of Rottweilers. But Labradors are like Winnie the Pooh dogs. You know what I mean? Everybody likes them. So,
So I wanted to talk about glyphosate just for a few minutes here.
Yeah.
Evidently, and I know we've talked about this before, but glyphosate is showing up in our... If you eat breakfast foods, like bagels and cereals and things like that, it's showing up in
I mean, think
foods.
About this. Glyphosate is showing up in tampons. Glyphosate is showing up in human breast milk, both in Germany and the United States, where they tested for it. Glyphosate is showing up in food products that typically aren't classified as agricultural food products. Glyphosate is showing up everywhere, which begs the question. One of the things Monsanto said about glyphosate was that it broke down very quickly. You know, it breaks down, it disappears, it converts, it changes, doesn't have a long half-life, but yet it has a long enough half-life to stay alive and active in these breakfast foods when they're testing them.
And why is it that this year, for the first time, the FDA will begin testing some foods that are corn and soybeans?
What are they testing them for?
For glyphosate. Well, I mean, this is just now.
You say that like you expect the FDA to have done their job earlier on. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, you naive girl. The FDA doesn't do anything that's not in the best interests of its clients, and its clients are the big food and the big pharmaceutical companies. They're not going to do anything to hurt their clients. I mean, sure, it would have been great if they started testing all this stuff right from the get-go to protect the people. But protecting people is secondary to the FDA's mission. Be honest.
So, so the ANH USA tested cornflakes, flour, instant oatmeal, bagels, yogurt, bread, frozen hash browns, potatoes, hot cereal, eggs.
Eggs.
That's
my point. How is it getting in the eggs? Because the chickens are eating stuff that has glyphosate in it.
Non-dairy creamers and dairy-based coffee creamers. The tests were done by an independent laboratory. And what they found was 1,327.1 parts per billion of glyphosate in instant oatmeal with strawberries and cream. Now, I wonder if some of that came from the strawberries.
Interesting.
But it's supposedly organic versions of 12 popular breakfast foods.
And they're supposed to be organic and it's showing
organic.
Up.
Organic, yes.
Now, there are those out there within the We Love Chemical community that would say, you know, glyphosate is harmless. It can't hurt you. But, they said the same thing about triclosan, however you want to say it. Interesting thing about triclosan and glyphosate, they're both antimicrobial, antibiotic, antibacterial agents. Okay? So there's no one arguing any longer that triclosan is A, an endocrine disruptor, and B, causes low-level changes to the gut seen from low-level antibiotic use. No one's arguing that anymore. It's like, okay, it's feminizing aquatic feminizing fish and frogs. It's an endocrine disruptor. It mimics these hormones. It disrupts the gut. Yeah. You're right. We're wrong. Okay, triclosan is bad. The funny thing is that glyphosate is more ubiquitous in the food chain than triclosan, and does the same things triclosan does. It's an antimicrobial, antibacterial, antibiotic agent.
So the EPA allowable daily intake for glyphosate, which why is there even an allowable intake?
Because the EPA is another one of those agencies that has to kowtow to industry.
It's 1.75 milligrams per kilogram of body weight.
Now keep in mind that Dr. Stephanie Seneff and Dr. Anthony Samsel, which Monsanto and their cronies tried terribly hard to discredit their research, said that even at those levels, there are harmful effects from glyphosate. But let's just forget that.
So the EU's allowable level. Now let's look at this. Just look at this. So again, the EPA's allowable level is 1.75 milligrams per kilogram of body weight. The EU's is 0.3 milligrams per kilogram of body weight.
Yeah.
Look at the huge difference there.
Yeah. Yeah, four times. We allow people to be exposed to four times the amount. And that's because Monsanto is a U.S. company.
Maybe not for long.
We're going to talk about that at the top of the hour.
Critics claim that the test may not be accurate because glyphosate may be an endocrine disruptor, which would affect hormones in the body and thereby produce different effects at various stages of human development. That's what you just described, basically.
Yeah.
So in the whole wheat bagels, 491.9 parts per billion of glyphosate. In eggs, 102 parts per billion.
Now keep in mind, so if you eat a breakfast that includes oatmeal, eggs, a bagel, or, you know, I mean, I don't know, you pick some other things that are in there, you're getting glyphosate in every one of those breakfast components.
Organic coffee creamer, 104 parts per billion.
You know, Monsanto has literally taken a big, sweaty chemical crap on the planet, okay? They've literally poisoned the environment single-handedly. If anything, they will go down in history as the company that single-handedly caused more disease and death than any sinister regime ever, because they're not done yet. We're still, 11 states are suing Monsanto because of the residual, is it PCBs? What is it, dioxins that are in the environment?
It was PCBs.
Okay. They've given us dioxin. They've given us Agent Orange that's caused lymphoma in our vets. They've given us glyphosate. They've given us PCBs. They have single-handedly. I mean, if this American government goes after foreign governments for war crimes against humanity, every government on the planet should be going after Monsanto right now.
What's scary about this is the organic cage-free eggs contained, this is a different set here, contained more glyphosate than the allowable tolerance level. So here this item of the organic cage-free eggs, the FDA tolerance level is 0.05 parts per million or 50 parts per billion.
Right.
And the eggs contained 102
parts
to 169
parts per billion.
Between
yeah.
parts per billion.
I mean, I see the egg manufacturers are suing Monsanto because obviously Monsanto's product, once it's allowed in the environment, it just gets everywhere. I mean, I'm sure those egg producers go out of their way to make sure that these chickens are exposed to only organic feeds. But the farmer across the road who's spraying his soybean crop with glyphosate, that stuff just blows over.
The russet potato contained 24.1 parts per billion, an organic russet potato.
You know what? If you are not angry and upset about what the company Monsanto, and quite frankly, there are other players here too. Monsanto's the big kahuna. Dow Chemical is another one. Syngenta, Bayer. These companies are single-handedly destroying the planet. We're worried about global warming? Are we stupid?
Just let me read this, which just supports what you said. The major finding from this analysis is that glyphosate is showing up in food products where it is not intended to be.
Yeah.
Supporting claims made by many critics that glyphosate is far more ubiquitous in our food system than the public is made to believe.
This is a shame. You know, I mean this when I say this. Somebody at Monsanto must go to jail. What's his name?
Hugh Grant.
Or the actor.
No,
Hugh Grant and the scientists that say
cover up
and say that there's nothing wrong. And people at the FDA must go to jail. They have single-handedly destroyed the effing planet, folks.
So now you can't go to the grocery store and buy organic cage-free eggs and wonder if they have glyphosate.
Because they do. How do you like that? When we come back, continuation of the story, it's going to get better. Stay tuned.
MetabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. I want to stay with Monsanto for a little while longer. Because it's really disgusting. If you're not angry about what Monsanto has done to this country, I don't know what to say. To this world. I'm sorry, the planet. And it's really, to me, it's the greatest atrocity of the past 200 years.
So yesterday I had a long drive. I had to drive 2 hours one way and then 2 hours back. And I was listening to some of the news talk channels. Right. And it was all over these news talk channels that Bayer from Germany, their headquarters is in Germany,
right,
has proposed to purchase Monsanto.
Right.
This takeover would fuse two of the world's largest suppliers of crop seeds and pesticides. And the proposed deal would be a $42 billion takeover.
Right.
Right. Now, let's talk about that. I've read about it, too. One of the things Bayer proposes is, you know, when you you want to buy a company when you can when it's on its way down and you know why it's on its way down and you believe your team has the ability to remedy that, so you can buy the company at the cheapest possible price and then put it back into position to make money again. So Monsanto has had three horrendous quarters. Okay. Their profits are dropping. Their investors are running for the hills. Glyphosate sales are down close to 50% depending on who you talk to.
The funny thing is Bayer's stock went down yesterday because of this proposed
takeover. So listen to this. So Bayer's plan is Monsanto's our biggest competitor. We're in a position to buy Monsanto, absorb Monsanto, and then lose the name Monsanto, and Monsanto goes away, and we can profit from all their technology because the name Monsanto is gone, and the people are too stupid to follow the line of transference. So all the Monsanto products will go away as soon as the name Monsanto is gone. They think that people are that stupid. They think that, oh, I know, we'll change the name of arsenic to Sweetie Lovey Powder, and people will start drinking the poison again. Like people won't pay attention to the fact that it's still poison. And so Bayer thinks they can swoop in and profit from Monsanto's demise. Now, me, on the other hand, I look at Monsanto's demise as a win for all of us who have been working so hard to be vigilant about what Monsanto has done to this planet. And now Bayer supposes that we're too stupid to pay attention. What's going to happen now?
In May, Monsanto cut its profit forecast for the year and is eliminating 16% of its employees.
Yeah. I mean, look, I've said it on this show for the past few years. We could see Monsanto go out of business in the next 5 or 6 years. I mean, we could see them finally go out of business. And that is what should happen to a company that has worked hard, ignored the science, and destroyed the planet.
This shouldn't be allowed to happen.
No. It's the fact that we're even looking at this. So what I posted on Facebook this morning was that I posted the phone number to Bayer in Pennsylvania, their customer service number. And I asked people to call that number. You don't have to be real articulate or anything like that, but just let Bayer know that you're watching, that you know what's going on here, and that if Bayer buys Monsanto, we will boycott everything and anything that Bayer makes.
If you use anything that Bayer makes.
Well, so they make a variety of blood thinners besides Bayer aspirin, right? I had suggested to you in the car, what we should all do to send Bayer a message is go to the store when you go shopping, buy a bottle of Bayer aspirin, open the bottle, close the bottle, take it back to the store. Because what the store has to do is send that back to Bayer. And all of a sudden, they're going to get a bunch of bottles that have been opened and closed, but nothing was taken out of it. And they're going to go, what the hell is going on here? We just received 500,000 bottles over the past month. People just open and close the bottles. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe that's like the first step of the boycott. That's what I said to you in the call.
Yeah, you did.
But okay, so I want to play this call. This is the call that I made this morning. And I am asking everybody, I'll give the number in a minute, to make this call. Here, listen. Oh, it should be starting. Why is it not? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm sorry. I don't know why it's not playing. But let me do this. Let me close this, and let me put it somewhere else. But and the funny thing about this, so when I'm making this phone call this morning, Seth Williamson over at All American Pharmaceutical, he was listening to the live channel. When I made this call this morning on the live channel.
Oh, did you
so
really?
So he's messaging me on Facebook. He's going, are you making a prank phone call right now? I said, yes and no. So, here, Seth, now you can hear the whole call. Here, listen.
Hello, this is Cynthia. How may I help you?
Hi, I am a concerned American consumer, and I'm calling to ask someone to make note of my next comments as it relates to the company Bayer. Can you do that?
I'd be happy to help you with that, sir. We do document all of our calls, so may I please start by getting your name?
Yes, my name is Carl Lanore, L-A-N-O-R-E.
Okay, and Kyle, K-Y-E-L?
No, Carl, C-A-R-L.
Oh, thank you, C-A-R-L. And Lamore, L-A-M.
Just can't get anything right.
Mary.
N like Nancy.
Mary.
L-A-N like Nancy, O-R-E.
Okay, thank you so much. And may I have a contact number for you, please, Mr. Lenore?
Sure. It's 502.
I had to bleep my number because it's my cell phone.
Okay, that's 502.
She repeats it back to me. I didn't want my cell phone number going out over the air.
Thank you. And would you provide a contact address, please?
Sure. It's 2908-2908 Brownsboro Road.
Is that two words? Brown Bear?
Brownsboro. Brownsboro Road.
Thank you. And the zip code, please?
40206.
That's the studio address.
40206.
It's on the website. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
And which product is it that you're...
I'm calling about the company, not necessarily one of your products.
Okay.
The news yesterday was that Bayer is planning on buying Monsanto.
She's typing.
Okay.
And if they do this, I will work hard not only to boycott everything that Bayer manufactures now, but to spread the word to boycott anything that Bayer makes and sells in the United States.
Okay.
It's almost over. She's typing away.
Okay.
I just want that message to be picked up because I want Bayer to know that the people of this country don't like Monsanto and their products, and changing the name is not going to change that. And if anything, it's going to cause Bayer the same financial distress that Monsanto is seeing now, and the reason why they want to sell.
Okay, Mr. Lenore, I will go ahead and document this.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're very welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. You have a great day.
Thank you. You have a great day as well. Thanks for calling Bayer.
Bye-bye.
So, you know, I mean, your call doesn't have to be that lengthy. You just need to call and say, look, I heard that you're thinking of buying Monsanto. If you buy Monsanto, I will boycott everything and anything Bayer makes. That's all you have to say. And make sure that... So when I first called, you get a receptionist. And they ask you what product you're calling about because they want to send you to the appropriate department. You have to say, I'm calling about the company Bayer, not about a particular product. So that's when they transferred me to this person. And then you get to put your message. If we get literally a couple thousand people to make that phone call, don't think that Bayer is not going to go, you know, our stock went down yesterday. People are calling us. Maybe this isn't a good idea. Maybe we just let Monsanto die on the vine. No pun intended. Because that's really what needs to happen. So I'm asking people out there to do this. I mean, literally a couple minutes out of your day.
What's the telephone
so
number?
So the phone number is on my Facebook wall also. But it's 973-254-5000. 973-254-5000. It's in Pennsylvania. And we have to make this call because it's almost like we have Monsanto down on the ropes. Cause after we're done with Monsanto, then we have to start looking at Dow and we're going to look at
Syngenta.
We're going to look at Bayer. So once Monsanto's gone, then these other companies are going to start becoming the tip of the spear, so to speak. But we have Monsanto down, and they're looking to tag out and let Bayer come in all fresh and ready to fight. We can't let that happen. Monsanto is down, and Monsanto must go down. Monsanto must go away. And more importantly, our government needs to be paying attention to this. So what the government should be doing, and governments love to do what I'm about to suggest, by the way, Lisa. Our government should be looking at Monsanto going, wow, they're in trouble. In a couple years, they could be out of business, and they could leave all this toxic mess to clean up. And the government's going to have to pay to clean that up. We better go in and freeze and seize their assets now. We better push them out of business and get those assets now so that we can use that money to clean the planet up. Otherwise, the taxpayers are going to have to pay to clean the planet. So I'm telling the American government, look, you need to go in there and shut them down, seize their assets, and get ready to spend those dollars on a super fund to clean up the mess that they've produced on this planet. Because other governments are going to be coming after us, I predict, as well.
Well, I know we have to go into a break, but that's not likely. There was a new study that came out yesterday from the National Academy of Science and Engineering Medicine that we will talk about coming out of the break. It's a 408-page report released saying that GMOs are safe.
Yeah, but I want to talk about that. GMOs may be safe. They may be safe. I'm not saying that they are, and I'm not saying that they aren't.
Glyphosate was not
implicated in that study.
No.
That's my point. All right, stay tuned. We'll break it up.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel. This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back.
We do have ghosts in the system.
No, I'm just fired up. I'm fired up about this subject.
Okay, so I referred to a 408-page report that was released on Tuesday. So evidently, the NAS, which is the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine, they formed a committee, all of which, I might add, are in academia. The committee found no evidence of difference between the data from the United Kingdom and Western Europe and the data from the U.S. and Canada in long-term pattern of increase or decrease in specific health problems after the introduction of GE foods in the 1990s. It reviewed epidemiological data from the U.S. and Canada where food made with GE plants had been consumed for the past two decades and compared it with information from Western Europe where such foods aren't widely eaten.
So what they're saying is because people don't eat them in Europe, but we eat them here, and then looking at specific diseases, I don't know why,
cancer.
Like cancer.
No, cancer.
And they're going, oh, they have cancer
just
as often as us.
They looked at patterns of cancer.
Mm-hmm. That's got to be one of the broadest stroke epidemiological studies I've ever heard of. There is so many confounding factors and variables that you'd have to correct for in order for this to be meaningful, that it's impossible to take this seriously.
Well,
I mean, okay, so look, I've said in the past, and I'll say it again in case people haven't heard me, that I'm not opposed to genetically modifying foods if the modifications produce a healthier product for the end user. I am opposed to genetically modifying foods so that you can put more chemicals on them without killing them, or making the foods more beneficial for big companies who sell the foods to be able to be more profitable. Because when you make a food more profitable, you're not taking into account how it affects health, which quite often, I mean, we just have to look at hydrogenated oil and to realize that what was being done there was designed to make the company at that point in time, Procter & Gamble, provide a product that was more profitable for them, not healthier for the human consumption. So I don't know if GM foods are harmful or not harmful, number one. I think that genetic modifications of foods can be beneficial, number two. However, I think that genetically modifying foods so that you can put more chemicals on them and feed them to the American public or any group of people is a mistake. So
when they look at these genetic modifications and they look at these epidemiological studies, I don't take that seriously. If they're saying, I mean, think about how stupid this is. They have no GM crops in, I don't know, pick a country. Let's say France. I don't know. And they have GM crops in the United States, and the people in the United States have the same rate of cancer as the people in France. Really? What else do we know about this population? Maybe the French smoke more. Not saying that they do, but I'm just saying maybe there's a higher occurrence of a disease state that's more common there. I mean, they don't correct for anything. They just go, oh, that's like me saying I live in this city in Louisville, Kentucky, and you live in St. Louis, Missouri, and people here in Louisville grow tobacco, and people in St. Louis don't, and the people in St. Louis have the same rate of cancer as the people in Kentucky do, so tobacco isn't linked to cancer. I mean, it's just stupid. I mean, people who listen to me, they're thinking, oh, Carl, that's stupid. Yes, that's exactly what this study says.
So the study's authors said, labels aren't needed for food safety reasons.
I knew they were going there.
But potentially could be justified because of transparency, social, and cultural factors, somewhat similar to Made in America stickers.
I remember when cigarettes didn't have to have a Surgeon General's warning on them. Do you remember that?
Yes.
In the 70s, they put the Surgeon General's warning on. So that means from the time that cigarettes were introduced to the American population and doctors touted them as being healthy for the nervous system and the constitution, and cigarette manufacturers were running ads about how 5 out of 6 doctors smoked Camels or something like that. And then the tobacco industry fought not to have the black box warning put on the side of cigarettes. And then they finally caved in the 70s and we got it, right? So this is the same scenario.
But the reality is it doesn't matter. It's our choice. We should know what's in our food.
Yes. Yes. I agree.
This is America.
Yes. The FDA makes them put everything else on the label. Why aren't they putting this on the label?
Okay, so, and then here's another portion that you'll find interesting. There's no evidence of environmental problems caused by genetically modified crops, but pesticide resistance
Bingo.
Is a problem, the report says. Farms that use genetically modified crops in general are helped, but it may be a different story for smaller farms and in poorer areas of the world.
And they're not helped. When you talk to farmers who grow, that have large growing operations, they will tell you that it's costing them more money to grow their crops today when they're genetically modified.
Well, and forget about the money. What about what glyphosate is doing? We just talked about all of the foods that contain glyphosate, and they haven't even been sprayed.
And see, it's hard to talk about genetically modified foods without talking about glyphosate, because the majority of genetically modified crops are modified to withstand glyphosate. So, you know, it may be that genetically modified corn is not a bad thing, although the BT form, I think, is. I think that when we look at the story, we cannot talk about GM crops without talking about why they're genetically modified and their chemical counterparts.
So we all know who Marion Nestle is.
Yeah, she's been on the show a few times.
She's been on the show, and I think she, you know, she's a registered dietitian.
Right.
I think she gets a lot of things right.
Yes, she does.
She said, this report, now this is a quote, this report reveals how little is known about the effects of GE foods. She said, if the people behind the report wanted to end the polarization over these foods, this report won't do the trick.
Does she cite why?
No, but,
that when you read her article, did she say what I said, that this is such a broad stroke study that isn't correcting for so many variables that could play into it?
Well, part of the problem, I went to her blog, and some of the things that she wrote about in her blog were that the Food and Water Watch issued a statement and a position paper claiming that the academies and committee members that wrote this report have ties to biotechnology industry and agricultural corporations. And if you remember when I started talking about it, I said they're all in academia.
Right.
Because Monsanto, we know, gives a lot of money to these universities.
Well, we have cousins that are teachers at big land grant universities, and you can't talk bad about pesticides, Monsanto, or anything like that. No. And if you talk good about raw milk, they call you an idiot.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, it's so dangerous to drink raw milk. Really?
The group says that the Food and Water Watch group says that Monsanto, DuPont, and Dow Chemical Company each donated $1 million and $5 million to the academies in 2014, citing a treasurer's report, and that the report is conflicted from the get-go.
There you go. So, it's, look, we have to stop focusing exclusively on GM, and we have to start looking at why these crops are genetically modified. And if it's to withstand more chemicals, that in and of itself is a problem.
Right.
That's it. You want to take our break, or you have more you want to talk about?
Well, I just want to say I know that it's been said before that people have to get their funding from somewhere, but there's clearly some negative feedback going on from these.
Who just funded a study? Monsanto just did a small study on breast milk in the United States,
saying that it did not contain
glyphosate. That was their study they did in-house. But meanwhile, the German study done on a German population had no ties to Monsanto showed an overwhelming concentration of glyphosate in the breast milk of mothers who live in cities.
The problem with who's funding the study is you can... So a couple of weeks ago, I read two different studies, one saying that triclosan was safe and one saying that triclosan was not safe.
Well, you got it. That's where critical thinking has to come in. If you know that triclosan is an antimicrobial, antibiotic, you know it's an antimicrobial antibiotic, okay?
Right.
And you know that it would be a silly thing to take a low-level antibiotic every single day.
Right.
Right? That's it. That's critical thinking at its best. So that means it's a silly thing to consume or expose yourself to triclosan.
Well, we know that in this audience, but my point is that there's going to be a study to support whatever you want it to support.
Yes. And that's why it comes down to critical thinking. You've got to ask yourself that question. Do you really think that consuming a crop that has been modified so that you can slather it with more chemicals, and those chemicals clearly are ending up in our food, as we just talked about a second ago. Organic eggs, organic pastured eggs have glyphosate in them to a higher degree than what is acceptable by the Food and Drug Administration's own standards. So you tell me if you think we need more crops that are resistant to chemicals so that we can put more chemicals in our food. You tell me that. And if the answer, if you say yes, then I say embrace this study. But if you say no, then you have to just discount this study and move on. Move past it. And let the majority of fools buy into it. That's all. All right, stay tuned.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count sleep factors. A naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep. naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Madebyhemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back.
Is that Gwen Stefani?
Yeah, you know, I was listening to an interview this morning on the way into the studio with Blake Shelton.
Oh, yeah. They're dating, aren't they?
Well, they're like a couple now. And he's like, he never thought, it didn't make any sense for them to be together, but it just happened that they're just crazy about each other, and they're from very different worlds, but they get along so well. And I thought that was kind of cool.
Well, it's kind of like Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great point. Really good point. Yeah. So, okay. What do you want to talk about first?
I wanted to talk about the ketogenic diet, keto, however you pronounce it, potato.
Yeah, there you go.
So evidently there was a new study out that says that keto diets reverse kidney disease in mice with type 1 and type 2 diabetes.
That's pretty exciting.
That's pretty profound, isn't it?
So you know what else reverses kidney disease?
You said
baking soda.
Thymus and beta-4.
Thymus and beta-4 can actually reverse chronic kidney disease, like literally rebuild the kidneys. Baking soda has been shown to ameliorate the typical negative effects from chronic kidney disease, which is calcification, ultra-high 25-hydroxy, which leads to calcification of soft tissue and cardiac tissue. So
it says here, if successful in humans, the so-called ketogenic diet could have the potential to replace dialysis, which is a procedure that artificially filters blood in place of a damaged or failed kidney. One of the researchers said, I speculate that this may be useful to completely cure diabetic kidney failure.
Wow, that's exciting.
That's
from
amazing.
A diet.
From type 1 or type 2 diabetes.
That's amazing. You also put a study that's actually up on NCBI, long-term effects of the ketogenic diet in obese patients. And the conclusion that they came away with, starting with 83 obese patients, 39 men and 44 women, that they put on a ketogenic diet, after 24 weeks of treatment, showed effects of long-term ketogenic diet significantly reduced the body weight, body mass index, of the patients. Furthermore, it decreased the level of triglyceride, LDL, cholesterol, and blood glucose, and increased the level of HDL cholesterol. Administering a ketogenic diet
for a relatively long period of time, which they consider 24 weeks a long period of time, did not produce any significant side effects in the patients, negative side effects. Therefore, the present study confirms that it's safe to use a ketogenic diet for long periods of time, longer periods of time than previously demonstrated. And they also found in these patients their blood sugar levels significantly decreased, and the urea and creatinine levels did not increase, which has always been said, oh, if you eat a high-fat diet, you know, you're going to have increased uric acid. It didn't happen. It does not happen, which shows that it's probably beneficial for the kidneys, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's another study here that shows a genetic switch is turned on during fasting to help stop inflammation.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've all known this. Maybe there wasn't a study published before, but both fasting and being in a therapeutic ketogenic state shuts down inflammation in the body. One of the reasons why you give up so much water, because edema attracts fluid. And so when you shut down edema in the body, you pee it all out. That's why so many people see immediate weight loss. It's not fat from a ketogenic diet or a high fat diet. Yeah. So, I mean, let's think about it. When you fast, metabolic debris is being shuttled out of the body. Well, along with that is the need for inflammation. Makes perfect sense. Really does.
So do you think intermittent fasting is sufficient, or does one need to fast longer?
I think intermittent fasting is absolutely sufficient. I absolutely think it's sufficient. I don't think you need more than that.
So 16 hours, 3 or 4 days a week?
Absolutely. You're switching on autophagy. You're switching off inflammation. You're adjusting insulin sensitivity. You're doing all sorts of good things for your body.
I have read that intermittent fasting is just as effective as calorie restriction.
Yeah, and in extending the life in rodents. Yeah, mm-hmm. So it should play out that way in humans as well.
And I feel better when I do the my intermittent fasting.
Now, interesting, we're talking about intermittent fasting. I got an email from a listener. I want to read it. Let me see if I can find it. Actually, you added it, didn't you? You added it to the Casual Friday lineup. Here, hold on a second. So I got an interesting email from a listener.
This one is about The Biggest Loser.
Yeah, so remember last week I went on my rant about The Biggest Loser and the fact that they're not paying attention to the loss of muscle and its effect on basal metabolic rate. And Brooks Finnegan said, "Hey, Carl, longtime listener, first-time emailer. Love your program and find your knowledge and guests exceptional. I'm usually consistent with your views, but think you should revisit the Biggest Loser study covered in the New York Times." He says, Brooks, that's a guy, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sorry about that. I guess if there's no S, it's a girl, Brooke.
Right.
Okay. So he says, your answer about having muscle as the missing link is a bit suspect, and I think a more measured response would have been helpful for your listeners, including a discussion of leptin, why metabolism may have slowed to such a degree, and the study results in the context of the famous Minnesota starvation study. Are you familiar with this study?
I am not.
This is a study published by Dr. Ansel Keys. You know who Dr. Ansel Keys is?
Yes, you've talked about him often.
He's the guy who created the cholesterol myth that has killed a lot of people. But that's not why. I mean, he was a good scientist. And this Minnesota starvation study, they took a number of people. I want to say it was like 30 or 40 people. And they had them eat a standard diet of about 3,000 calories before the study started. And then when the study started, you're not going to believe this, but they put them on what was considered a starvation diet,
which consisted of
1,500 calories a day.
That's a starvation diet?
Yeah. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that people fail to realize. You know, Ansel Keys, he hated fat, I think. He really did. I think as a young boy, fat must have did something to him, so he hated fat. The starvation diet, hey, let me find this. Hold on a second.
I'm there right now.
Okay, hold on a second. So the starvation diet that they were put on was designed to emulate the European diet during latter stages of the war. It was potatoes, rutabagas, turnips, bread, and macaroni.
That's what they ate?
Yeah. So
That was supposed to put them...
For 6 months, the semi-starvation period, each subject's dietary intake was cut to approximately 1,560 kilocalories per day. Their meals were composed of foods that were expected to typify the diets of people in Europe during latter stages of the war, potatoes, rutabagas, turnips, bread, and macaroni. Now, I don't doubt that that's what those people were eating then.
That's all that was available.
Yeah, that was emergency food. That wasn't good food. That was like the food that you survived on until you could get out of there, right? So the participants were then divided into four groups of eight men. Each group received a strictly controlled rehabilitation diet consisting of one or four different caloric energy levels. In each energy level group, the men were further subdivided into subgroups receiving different protein and vitamin supplement regimens. In this manner, the clinical staff examined various energy, protein, and vitamin strategies for re-nourishing the subjects from conditions of famine. Okay, so first of all, they're saying that these guys went from 3,200 calories a day to 1,560 calories a day to create a starvation state. 1,560 calories a day.
That's not a starvation state.
Of course not. But it is if you're eating high glycemic index carbohydrates that are raising blood sugar and plummeting and raising and plummeting. And you're going long periods of time in between meals. I could see that. I mean, if these people were eating protein and fat, 1,560 calories a day would have been caused a greater degree of satiety. But that's a different story. They're looking at this from the standpoint of when people are starved, how do we bring them back and re-nourish them to mitigate the damages of starvation? And I would submit that starvation starts at 600 calories a day or less.
So why do you think Brooks compared?
Well, I think what Brooks is trying to show here and what they did discover from this study was that when people go into a starvation state, their metabolic rate drops. And of course it drops appropriately because the body goes, wow, we don't have enough food to survive. We need to slow down whatever burns energy.
And then why is he discussing?
No, no, no.
Why
well,
is he talking about leptin as well?
Well, the illusion is that leptin, A, leptin's only created by fat, which has been disproved. We know that leptin is created by muscle too. But number two, obese people seem to become leptin insensitive. And so their levels of hunger kind of don't go away. Even though they've lost a lot of weight, they still tend to be extremely hungry. You know, they want to eat a lot anyway. I think that's what Brooks is making reference to in his reference to leptin. But I still don't think that I agree that it's more complex than just the loss of muscle, but I would respectfully submit the largest portion of metabolic rate is dictated by the amount of lean body mass you carry. And then there are other chemical messengers that play a role in metabolic rate, most notably thyroid function. Thyroid function drops dramatically when you starve yourself. The thyroid shuts down and stops producing lots of T4 and T3, and it says, you know, we need to turn down the fire because we're not getting enough calories. I don't think the starvation study is a good analogy because I think that 1,560 calories is not that deep of a cut. There's days where I fast where I only eat maybe 1,500 calories or less, maybe 1,000 calories, where I, for whatever reason, I've fasted for 20 hours, I go home and I have one meal and I'm done. That's not starvation.
No, no.
So I don't necessarily like the study.
So what's shocking on here is I was just reading through, there were extreme reactions. There were extreme reactions to the psychological effects during the experiment, including self-mutilation. One subject amputated three fingers of his hand with an axe, though the subject was unsure if he'd done so intentionally or accidentally. That's bizarre.
Well, think about it. So we have to talk about metabolic flexibility in the
yes,
context of this.
Yeah.
So if you have people that very rarely end up fasting and they're eating a lot of food all day long and then all of a sudden they get cut down to 1,500 calories and those calories are, the majority of them are carbohydrates that are fast acting. I mean, they're going to have blood sugar highs and lows, and they're going to be all over the place.
But that's most of the obese population today.
And that is true of the people on The Biggest Loser. I mean, these people are not metabolically flexible. That's why they are where they are. But I would still contend and keep in mind, I say this as a former fat person. Whenever I hear these discussions, I always juxtapose them to my own experience. And I know that's an N equals one, but you know, my objective when I lost weight, quote unquote, was to add muscle and lose body fat. And that's always been the agenda. I've never had a problem maintaining my body weight ever again. I think that I probably burn a lot of calories just because of this year. I got on the scale this morning at my pre-op blood test. By the way, I lost some weight. I was 243 this morning.
Wow, you lost 7 pounds.
Well, depends. You know, the
and
scale.
How many
be,
days?
Oh, I don't know, a week or so. But I've been really fasting hard lately. But my point is, when I got up on the scale, the girl was amazed that I weighed that much.
Again?
Yes. Yes, because I don't look. I have a friend that's 248 pounds, and I don't look like him. So my point is this. I think that when we talk about these people on The Biggest Loser, I do agree with you, Brooks, that the race to lose weight is having a great effect on these individuals from a biological chemical basis. But I also would like to see them do DEXA scans before and after. I would love to see the amount of muscle that these people are losing when they lose all that weight. Because that may tell another side of the story, and we really won't be able to debate that until they start doing that. I predict that these obese people that are 40, 50% body fat, when you look at them, when you look at their lean body mass, they are a lot more muscular than we think they are, and they are losing a significant amount of muscle. And that in and of itself, I still stand on saying that that's the biggest contributor to the loss of metabolic rate.
Okay, I have one more listener to read.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and this is in pertaining to the show that you did on protein.
Okay. Oh, with Anthony Roberts.
No, I think it was with Dr. Jeff.
Okay.
Rick Pack, he says, I love this show. Powerful insights about the supplement industry with most of the focus on whey. Dr. Kristen Hope's comments about the relative value of stem cells were enlightening. Stem cells in the blood, not so valuable. She made me curious about the cells that stem cells become, like neutrophils, which I quickly found decrease in function and age, but maybe not number. Finally, Carl, thinking about the personal closing of the show, can you talk more about how you were training? Sounds like you were low reps and heavy, maybe 3 to 4 times per week. How long did you rest between sets? No need to share weights. Like everyone, I hope you do train in a more of a high-volume bodybuilding style after the successful surgery.
So
that was Dr. Jeff's show.
Yeah. So as far as training goes, I trained in a variety of rep ranges. I usually did 5 sets minimum of everything that I do. And I usually start out with a 15 rep set, 12 rep set, 10 rep set, 8 rep set, 6 rep set. That's what I do. The weight increases appropriately to where I am going to fail in and around that rep scheme, each one of those reps schemes. So I wasn't just doing, you know, 5 sets of 4 reps type stuff. No. The real problem with my tricep, my left tricep, is that I ignored tendonitis for quite a few months and tried to continue to work and train around it and do things. And the reality was, by ignoring tendonitis, I turned it into something called tendinosis.
And what is them?
Tendinosis is when the tendon becomes so inflamed and it's given no chance to heal that it literally starts to shred and shrink. And the way it was described to me is the tendon turns into what looks more like a mop, a variety of strands of tendon that are no longer being held together, and it starts to shrink. The tendon actually starts to wither from the inflammatory effects. And that withering makes it weak.
Interesting.
So had I taken off for a week or two until my elbow healed, I would be able to train again. Now I'm going to take off 6 weeks and have to undergo surgery. So the message to you is this. It's not about the weight you're handling. It's about the ability to recover based on your age and the actual time you're giving yourself to recover. As far as in between set rest periods, I vary. I go from doing for a period of time giant sets where I have very little rest in between three sets of something to going for a couple minutes at max. I mean, I never go more than 2 minute rest in between sets.
I think it was this week that you did the show with Dr. Breen about extended rest periods.
Five. So if you really want to build muscle, I said this to Elisa. So Elisa loves to do stuff in between stuff. So if she'll do a set of leg presses and then she'll get off of there and she'll do hop squats or plie squats,
plyos,
plyometric jumps, all this other stuff, right? So I said to her, she said, how was that show? I said, really interesting. I said, when you rest for 5 minutes in between sets, you build more muscle. So the guys who rested for 2 minutes built 78% muscle protein synthetic response. The guys who rested for 5 minutes, 158% protein synthetic response. So Elisa looks at me and goes, you mean you got to just do nothing for 5 minutes? I said, yeah. She goes, oh, man. I said, I know, right? It sucks, but think about it. If somebody said to you, look, you're going to build more muscle by resting longer.
But I also said there, I mean, okay, so if you're doing heavy weights that day, because sometimes I lift heavy and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm all about HIT. I want it high intensity.
Right.
So on the days that I'm lifting heavy, okay, I can see the 5 minute extended time, but not on the days that I'm doing the high intensity training.
Well, that's fine. So you have to divide your workouts into intended outcomes, high intensity training for cardiovascular conditioning, and then a progressive resistance training for more muscle growth. That's mm-hmm. all. You have to do that. You'll have to designate. You can't do them both. But keep in mind that the guys in this study, they were doing the lowest reps they were doing was 8. They were doing like between 12 and 8 reps of everything and resting 5 minutes. So it wasn't like they were doing heavy stuff for six reps.
Well, I'm talking 20.
Heavy stuff for 20 reps?
Yes. Well, no, lighter weight.
Oh,
for 20.
High intensity for 20. Yeah. But you still may benefit resting for 5 minutes, because here's what happens when you rest for 5 minutes. You fully recover. And that means that the next set, you can actually train just as hard as the first one. Instead of this diminished every set, you get a little more tired and tired and tired and tired.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what the Dr. Lee Breen said.
Well, yeah, that was a good show too.
Yeah, it was. And when I come back, I am going to start to employ a 5 minute rest session. Mauro DiPasquale, Dr. DiPasquale said something interesting yesterday too. He said he made the greatest gains in powerlifting when he trained heavy for 3 hours once every 10 days. He allowed himself 10 days for full recovery, in which time he did, you know, cardio type stuff and he did other things, but he didn't go in and do any progressive resistance training. He said that he believes that protocol will work for any age group.
It would probably work from me at my age, because I've noticed when I work out extremely heavy, I have to take the next day off, or maybe even 2 days off.
Right. So think about that. So
and I'm saying off, I still do cardio.
So think about it. So in the course of a month, you would have three monster heavy 3 hour each workout sessions where you would go in and train, you know, a body part if you wanted to, or a whole body.
For 3 hours.
You're at the gym for 3 hours, 3 days a month. The rest of the time, you can do light stuff, real light, high rep stuff. That's more bodybuilding in nature. That's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking, wow, how can I take what Mauro said, take what Dr. Breen said, take what I know about my own body and style a program over the course of a month where I'm going in and doing heavy work 3 times a month. And maybe it's not 3 hours. Okay, but I'm doing heavy work 3 times a month, and the rest of the time I'm doing bodybuilding stuff. high reps, lighter weight, focusing on the pump, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah. And resting for 5 minutes in between every set.
That's going to take a long time.
Yeah, well, maybe and maybe not. Maybe I can get in and out of there in an hour. Who knows? So, anyway, what else do we have? Anything else?
I think that's about it.
Really? Nothing else about Monsanto? Okay. All right, well, listen, it's been great. This week has been a great day, a great week in the studio. We have lots of good shows all next week. In fact, is next week the show that we're doing on there's a couple really good shows next week, right? Do you remember them?
I know Brett Contreras is coming on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
And then Alex Leaf is coming on Tuesday to discuss calories.
Yes.
Defend calories.
Yes, in defense of the calorie.
In defense of the calorie.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Okay. All right, so hope everybody can tune in next week. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening today.
Bye.